WPS, radio check.
WTX, this is N0TR, you're full quiet into the repeater.
Quebec, this is Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Puppet. I'm over near Lake Robinson visiting my family out of town, so just testing the repeater.
Well, my name's Tom, Tangle Oscar Mike, and TR is my name, actually, if you look it up on QRZ. Just call me Tom, and we're about 5 minutes from Lake Robinson, between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson. And we've been down here about 15 years from Kansas.
Tom, David, and I'm in just here for the weekend with my daughter, coming in from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, this repeater is 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head Mountain, and it covers a very large area here, and it's very easy to get into, and there's really lots of good people here. And if you want to check in tonight, there's a net 365 days a year at 9 o'clock at night, and you can check in as a new operator, or you can check in alphabetical order, as they call it. And everyone's welcome, and it's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club's or Society's repeater is who runs it.
I really appreciate that. I'll certainly write this frequency down and may call in. I doubt I'll call in tonight during the net, but I'll monitor off and on this weekend. Nice to meet you, Tom. I'm gonna monitor. I'm out on the walk right now with my mom and daughter, but we'll be listening.
Well, you're not exactly full quieting now, but your audio is very much easy to copy, and it does sound more like a handy talker. It's got some white noise with it, but you're doing fine. Enjoy your visit, and I'll say the pleasure's mine, 73. This is N0TR, clear.
Yep, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Papa Sierra.
N0TR, KO4, PXB.
This is N0TR. Hi, Lloyd. Hope you had a good day. I was just getting ready to head for the rain locker.
I wasn't sure if you'd given the chickens and water and food and everything like that.
Way earlier this morning, anytime after about 10 o'clock, gathered the eggs and, oh, had a nice day. And then Bernice had been baking all day. And Patrick come by tonight and picked up some eggs and some cake and some cookies and took home to him and his wife to enjoy this evening. And we went over to the Little Rebel and had dinner.
Yep, that definitely sounds like an eventful day and relaxed day.
We really like the Little Rebel. The people that own it are wonderful, and the food is always like home cooking.
Yeah, I've eaten there a couple of times. It's definitely good. One thing that I've done well to lose weight is I stay away from a buffet.
We go out to Mutt's once in a while, but, I guess you're your worst enemy, and you can eat as much as you want or as little as you want. I see some people there that weigh 300 pounds plus that go back two or three times, but that's the reason that they shouldn't frequent buffets.
Most people tend to overeat at the buffet because some of them are so expensive that they feel like they have to eat more just to justify the cost. Because same way with Golden Corral, when I took my, only did it once, I took my three-year-old then, and they still charged me $14, not including a drink, for a three-year-old. I was like, we won't come back.
That. Their price is always real good for seniors. and also military. I can't use both of those, but I can use one or the other. But we go to the one over at Spartanburg now and then if we're over at Sam's or Costco's. And we can make a meal out of the salad buffet. But no, that isn't right with a child. You're right about that. But they always have a wonderful selection. I especially love their buns that they have there with the butter on them. But their salad's what makes it for me and Bernice, and then we go back and get a small meal afterwards.
Yep, I do the same thing, get a good salad, and then due to the fact that my wife's allergic to seafood, she doesn't cook any of it at home, so when I go out and I see seafood, you know, I'm like a pig in a mud hole.
That's a good comparison. The seafood is more of a gout that seems to hit my two big toes. And if I eat seafood, so I'm very careful about not eating it. And if I do, it's very little, because that is really painful, let me tell you. It's like arthritis in the toe.
Yep, I've heard other people, you know, talk about the habit and stuff like that. And my wife takes the either Benadryl or has some other kind of, you know, medication that, or not truly medication, but she used to carry an EpiPen because some restaurants, they cook seafood on the same grill and she'll have a reaction to it, but she hadn't done that and hadn't carried the pen in a while. More so, they're expensive. Right when she found out that Benadryl will pretty much, you know, back it off too.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to have to do. Well, Lloyd, I'm going to have to run here, and it's nice hearing you this evening. You have a safe drive the rest of the way home, and we'll talk to you down the line. This is NZOTR73.
All right, sir. Also, have a great rest of your day. It's KO4PXB.